This is your weekly security and privacy news headline story from the ThreatWire studio, and I am Shannon Morse. A huge distributed denial of service attack has been hitting the Russian Yandex for the last several weeks, breaking records with no end in sight. According to reports, this botnet is called Miris, and it's used to flood Yandex with HTTP requests, which are also called HTTP pipelining, for websites all at the same time. In this case, the DDoS technique will request a connection to a server, but before a response is actually sent, it will send a bunch more requests. The requests originate from MikroTik gear, which was exploited with a bug in 2018 that remains unpatched on more than 56,000 MikroTik devices, even though a patch is available. Now, that vulnerability is tracked as CVE-2018-14847, and it allows for remote code execution attacks on those devices, including consumer routers. Now, again, that patch is available, but only about 30% of vulnerable devices actually have patched since 2018, so another 200,000 or so remain vulnerable to this as well. Now, hosts in this botnet had ports 2000 and port 5678 open, and they were responding to traffic. Now, by traffic volume, Krator Labs tracked 21.8 million requests per second hitting Yandex on September 5th. They also had a ton of requests between August 29th through September 5th. And Cloudflare also tracked 17.2 million requests per second happening on August 19th, both of which stemmed from Miris. Cloudflare and Krator both believe these are small instances and the botnet could be used for much, much more. Now, the researchers recommend patching vulnerable devices that are being used in this Miris botnet, as well as blacklisting and blocking consecutive requests in an HTTP pipeline attack. Users can also change their passwords, check firewalls to ensure that they don't allow remote access by unknown third parties, and look for scripts that weren't created by you. So far, the attacks have luckily been mitigated, but we can expect this botnet to grow by the day. Krator Labs has more technical details available on their blog. Hey, if you enjoyed this and you want to hear more deep dives into security and privacy, take a look over at patreon.com/threatwire. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time.